The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
Last night we started to discuss this topic of the relatives and how the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to treat them and how the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to interact with them. And the verses of the Quran tell us that this idea of maintaining ties is extremely important. Further than that, when you look into hadith, you find that hadith also emphasizes this idea and tells you of the reward and the effects that silatul rahim can have on your day-to-day life. The hadith of the sixth imam, or the fifth imam rather, explained to us the five different effects that silatul rahim can have on the life of the human being. And in particular, the last one of them that Imam al-Baqir mentioned, he said, وَتُنْسِي فِي الْأَجَلِ, and it prolongs the life of the human being. We mentioned this one is one that hadith emphasizes on even more. That's why we have multiple ahadith from the sixth imam in which he explains to his companions that sometimes the life of a human being is prolonged simply because they did salatul rahim. Simply because they visited a relative, simply because they checked up on a relative. And we went through that hadith in which he turned to his companion by the name of Muyassir. He said, Ya Muyassir, قَدْ حَذَرَ أَجَلُكَ غَيْرُ مَرَّةٍ. Your life was supposed to end multiple times by now. But simply because you did this salatul rahim, you're in front of us and you're breathing and you are still alive. At the same time, on the other hand, you find hadith is very harsh, and the verses of the Quran are very harsh on the one who completely cuts off these ties, the one who is al-qati'u lil-rahim. And we went through the hadith in which the fourth imam was advising his son, the fifth imam. He said, Ya bunayya undur khamsatan, stay away from five people. And the fifth of those five individuals was the one who had cut off his family ties. And the fourth imam mentioned that this person has been cursed in the verses of the Quran, fi thalathati mawadi', in three different verses, this person has been cursed. Someone says, Shaykh, you know what? I'm in a position, I want to maintain my family ties. I want to spend time with my relatives. But for whatever reason, they have completely turned away from me. They have completely abandoned me. Maybe it's because this person wants to practice the religion, for example. Maybe it's because of the opposite of that. Believe it or not, you'll find times where you have relatives that are so judgmental because this person is not a fully practicing individual. Other people assume that they're supposed to cut off ties completely. You'll have these types of misunderstandings as well, regardless of which category you and I fall in. My relatives have turned away from me. They've abandoned me. I call them, I message them. There's no message in return. There's no call in return. As much as I try to be a part of these gatherings, as much as I try to be nice and kind to them, it seems like they don't want this. This is where the deeper concept of ar-Rahim comes into the picture. Because the reality is, this concept of Rahim has a zahiri meaning, it has an apparent meaning, and then it has a deeper, more hidden, more esoteric meaning to it as well. And that is this: on the basic level, your rahim are those that you are related to through blood, through the womb. This is your rahim on a basic level. And this is a correct understanding of rahim. We're not saying it's a wrong understanding. No, it's a correct understanding of ar-rahim. And when the marja says you have to maintain family ties with your arham, he's referring to this meaning of the word rahim and arham. So this is correct. At the same time, there is a deeper layer, those that you are truly connected to. So how am I truly connected to them? Because you are actually like them. You actually share characteristics with them. Therefore, you are related to them. So what does this mean? At the end of the day, what is it that makes you who you are? What is your identity? Yes, you might say, my name is this, this is where I grew up, this is what makes me who I am. Yes, in the worldly sense of it, that is what makes you who you are, and so on and so forth. That's not our discussion. But at the very deep layer and level of it, Islam says what makes you who you are is your iman. Islam categorizes human beings into what? So this person turned away from the truth, this person accepted the truth, this one had iman. Therefore, those who actually have iman like you are your true rahim. And those who've turned away from the truth, you are not related to at a deeper layer, deeper level. Though you might have the last name with them. And those that you share this iman and this faith with are who? They are the believers at large, and at the very top of them is the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet himself. And this gives us a little bit of perspective into these lines of the Prophet, whose narration says that he said, "Ana wa Aliyun abawa hadhihi al-ummah." We're the fathers of this ummah. We look at this, we say, yes, as a metaphor, he means that he cares for the ummah, he takes care of the ummah. Yes, but it could have a deeper meaning of what? No, you are actually connected to them. Because they are your true rahim. At a deeper level. And this is why Ali ibn Abi Talib has a beautiful line. He says, رُبَّ أَخٍ لَمْ تَلِدْهُ أُمُّكُ. How many brothers and sisters you have that your mother never gave birth to? They're not biological brothers and sisters. They're closer than biological brothers and sisters. And this is why the companion of the sixth imam, when he came to the sixth imam and he recited verses of the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُصَلْ, wording that is used in multiple verses of the Quran, those who maintain the ties that they are supposed to maintain. And he asked Imam Sadiq, he said, what is this ties that the verse of the Quran is talking about? The hadith says, this is Rahimu Alu Muhammad. This is the rahim, that connection, that tie you have with who? With those that you are truly a relative of. And of course, the companion was thinking the same thing you and I are thinking. But what about my normal rahim? What about those I'm connected through blood and through the womb? And Imam al-Sadiq said, he said, لا تقول, لا تكونن ممن. Don't be one of those people who assumes the verse of the Quran only has one meaning. That's correct. At a deeper layer, deeper level, this is also what it means. Who was the prime example of this? The prime example of a person whose relatives abandoned him, didn't even care about him, and yet he found for himself another rahim in the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet, was none but Salman. Salman left his rahim a long time ago. He had no relatives. He didn't even spend time with the Prophet in the 13 years the Prophet was in Mecca. He didn't even see the Prophet there either. He joined the Prophet where? In Medina when he was a slave. And yet the Ahlul Bayt said, no, Salman has a rahim. We are his rahim. Salmanu minna Ahlul Bayt. Salman is part of us. This is why the companion of the sixth Imam came to him, asked him a question. And the answer and the response of Imam Sadiq was so beautiful. He said, Ya Aba Abdullah, the kunya of the sixth Imam. He said, Ya Aba Abdullah, many times I hear you speak of the greatness of Salman al-Farisi. If you could tell me, why do you say so many great things about Salman al-Farisi? What makes Salman al-Farisi so special? And Imam Sadiq looked at him and he said, before I even answer your question, La taqul Salman al-Farisi. Let's correct this first. Don't say Salman the Persian. Say Salman al-Muhammadi. Say Salman, the one who's related to Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. That is his true rahim. And if I find myself in a situation where relatives have turned away from me, friends have turned away from me, people have isolated me, they have abandoned me, no one, you know, responds to my salam, no one responds to this message, that message, I have to understand at the end of the day, I have another rahim of my own as well. With that, inshallah, we'll bring tonight's talk to an end.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. this program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.